usually we begin the share by saying we're starting off a new sugya. Here we're literally starting off an entire new topic. That's the dinner of Malachi Chalamoid. So before we get to the details with the Malachi Chalamoid, what is also, what is mutar, you have to give a little bit of a background, a little bit of an introduction to Chalamoid in general. And we're going to see really a question that permeates throughout the entire sugya of Malachi Chalamoid. One really basic question: where does all of this Chalamoid come from? Is Chalamoid the dinner of Malachi, the Summa Malachi Chalamoid? Are these dinim in HaTorah or are these dinim in the Rabbanim? That question is not just an academic question. That's going to affect Lamaisa, many shailas that come up in terms of practical Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Let's just spend a little bit of time discussing this basic introductory question. Where does Chol HaMoed come from? So we divide it up into two sugyas. This week we'll call Hilchos Chol HaMoed Rabbanim. Next week we're going to call Hilchos Chol HaMoed Raisa. We'll try to give equal time to both shittas. So Hilchos Chol HaMoed, whether or not it's Raisa or Rabbanim, there is no absolute crystal clear raya from the Gemara. If there would be, that we wouldn't have much to talk about for the next 2 weeks. We're going to see that it really boils down to a fundamental basic machlokes that we showed him. Let's try to see what some of the raya is, what some of the possible makoros for and against the issue of Chol HaMoed deraisa and Rabbanan Gulamel. So the first raya, you can't really say it's a raya in the sense of a raya from a chazal, a raya from a Gemara, a raya from a Rishalmi, rather than a sense of raya misvara. The minute we show them a bother with this concept of Malachas Chol HaMoed is that without even getting into the details yet of Malachas Chol HaMoed, we already know that there are in a certain sense, contradictions within Malachas Chol HaMoed, that the Isur Malacha of Chol HaMoed are not cut and dry. It's not black and white. On Shabbos, we know exactly what's also, exactly what's Mutar. This week's Parsha, the Lama says Malachas, that are compared to the Mishkan. We know exactly what you're not doing on Shabbos. I mean, it took us 3.5 years to figure out what each Malacha is all about. But in terms of what the basic categories of Malacha are, we know pretty clearly 39 Malachas of us and told us, etc. Even on Yom Tov, which is a little bit more lenient than Shabbos, we also know pretty clearly what Malachas are also, what Malachas are Mutar. We know there's the basic rule is that whatever is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Tov. A being on Shabbos, a Lechol Nefesh, and something is Lechol Nefesh, so then it's going to be Mutar. Again, even within the category of Lechol Nefesh, there are a lot of different a lot of gray area. It does this concept of Ochel Nefesh? Is it not Ochel Nefesh? Does it have to be literally food? Or that other Tzarech HaYom? Does Ochel Nefesh apply to all the Malachas? The certain Malachas? And there's definitely room for a 40 Daf Masech, the called Masech Beta, which discusses in and out of Ochel Yontif. But at least we have basic categories. At least we know Shabbos, Lama says Malachas, Amazon told us. Yontif, basically all Malachas are also with the exception of Ochel Nefesh. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, it seems to be Mam Sheheskevel. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, you can't pin down what's also what's Mutar. We have so many different categories that all of a sudden become Mutar. There's a concept called Dover Oven. Well, it's going to cost you a lot of money. If you don't do this Malacha, then it's okay. A concept that we would never find in Shabbos. No one would say, well, if you lose your job, we're going to work on Shabbos. That's obviously not an option. A Chol HaMoed, all of a sudden, Dover Oven becomes Mutar. Then you have concepts within Uchas Chol HaMoed called Tzarech HaMoed. There are certain things that, well, if it will enhance your celebration of Yom Tov, that's also okay. Sometimes. Depending how you do it. Is it a nice hedjet? Is it a nice money? Are you doing it in a professional way? Not a professional way? We have Hatayim called Tzarech HaRabim. All kind of strange Hatayim that we would never dream of in other areas of Malach, in other Yisur Malach, such as Shabbos and Yom Tov. It was this in a sense, contradictory nature of Chol HaMoed, that on the one hand it's also, on the other hand it's mutar, and we can't really seem to pin down what exactly the categories are, to such an extent that Yerushalmi makes a startling statement. Yerushalmi says about Chol HaMoed that it's a halacha sakura saying. You can't even derive one from another. It's very, very difficult to figure out what the rules are on Chol HaMoed, because there seem to be more exceptions to the rules than the rules themselves. So this leads us to, at least led many Mishnayos to the conclusion that on a level of Geraisa, such a concept cannot exist. Midaraisa, the Dinim Min HaTorah are very, very cut and dry. Either it's us or it's Mutar. There's no gray Min HaTorah. Either it's yes or no. The fact that Chol HaMoed lends itself to so many of these middle categories and so many exceptions and so many klolim which are, so many yoktim in a klol, this led a group of Mishnayos to say that it cannot be Min HaTorah. The whole institution of Malacha Chol HaMoed must be only Midir Rabbanan. If it's Midir Rabbanan, then we're much freer to say this. Midir Rabbanan, hey, Amu V'hem Amru, the Chamin felt that this was acceptable, they felt this was inappropriate on Chol HaMoed. They were able to make these, I wouldn't use it, I don't mean the word in a negative sense of arbitrary distinctions, But the distinctions don't have to be absolutely crystal clear like distinctions on the level of Deraisa. So this led Rabbeinu Tam and his group of Rishonim, his camp of Rishonim, to conclude that Malachus Chalamoid is only Midrabbanan. That's the very nature of Chalamoid. The fact that there is somebody who has Terim and Isurim, and we can't give absolute qualm to it, that in and of itself indicates that it's only Midrabbanan. That was his group, that was his, in a sense, first Raya. Again, this is not a Raya from a Gemara, not a Raya from a Prophet. This is a Raya just from the nature, just from the Svara B'Alma. Are there any other rayas, or the rayas that are more source-oriented rayas? So there are some possible rayas. So one raya, we're going to skip around a little bit in terms of the Mamakomas. These Mamakomas originally were written up, and we learned Hilchos Chalamoid, we learned my Katan in camp this past summer. So there were Bachur who were sitting and learning 3-4 hours morning seder every single day, so like your boys, so no one should get Chalil insulted, but I'm not going to do every single raya that appears on these sheets. We'll try to highlight what we think are the most relevant terms of our discussion. The boys, that's also okay. The boys in camp, I made them work hard. I made them work 3 hours every morning before I said the Shia, but we'll be a little bit more lenient, a little bit more make on the spirit of Chalamoid. So comes the third of the Bible, Kabbalah, is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Moikotan, in the second Tarek, in Halacha Gimel, has a startling statement. Amar Rabbi Baba Momo, Shilu Hayali Misha Yimna Imi, So the first day of Rabbi Ba has seems to have absolutely nothing to do with Hilchos Chalamoid. He says, if somebody would just join me and make a Beis Din, your money, me, we can get together and make the following psak, that one is, when one sells Besar Bechor, one has a firstborn animal, so there are a whole series of limitations about how one is allowed to do business with the Besar Bechor. So I would only, there are limitations as well, eat Besar Bechor, etc. I would permit for us to sell the Besar Bechor with a litra, with the scales in the marketplace, business as usual. Even something that Lamaise is not permitted to be done. The Mishnah says Besar Bechor, you have to be careful when you sell this Besar Bechor, that you don't treat it like regular Besar Chulin. You have to sell it a very, very unique way. So if your boss says it would be up to me, I would in a sense cancel that halacha. Okay, let's figure out why in the world we're not in the business of canceling halacha so fast. You have to figure out why we do that. But then the Gemara continues. He says, while I'm in the business of coming up with a Teirim, I would have permitted Malachas Chalamoid. I would have said that everyone's allowed to go back to work in Chalamoid. Forget the issue of Malachas Chalamoid. That says our Baba Mamo, if I would have had somebody to join me on these two statements. Why in the world did he make such seemingly radical statements? So says Yushami, Kulo Masru Basar Bechor Bishachal Malitra, Lo Kadeshu Mochanas Obazol, Te Marimin Allah Mochanas Obiyoker. So the whole reason why the issur of selling Bechor in a certain way is that we want people to sell the Bechor for a cheap price. And again, we're not living with the Bechor right now. The Chazal wanted that the price should be lower for the Besar Bechor than other meat. So what do people do? So people are using all kind of kunsim. They're tricking people. They're cheating people. And they're ending up selling it for more expensive. So what's above my mom will say, what he seems to be presenting is that the whole reason for a certain halacha was to accomplish X, and now forget, not only is X not being accomplished, but Y, which is the opposite of X, is being accomplished. So if you would have had the Kodesh, you would have changed that law. That's what Rabbi Mamal sounds like he's saying. So then Yusham continues. The part that's more relevant for us. Klum asu lasos b'locha b'chol shumayi, elikadeshu okun b'shos in b'yigayim b'torah. He says, why is it that Malachas Chalamoid is also in the first place? What's wrong with working on Chalamoid? So the answer is, we want to encourage people, that they should celebrate Chalamoid properly. So what would be a proper celebration of Chalamoid? They should eat, they should drink, they should learn, they should sing, they should have a Avodas Hashem. It should be a day of a Avodas Hashem. It shouldn't be a day that a person just goes to work. What happens? The Inan Ochlin Vishosin, so everybody's very, very mocked on the first two things. They're eating and they're drinking, alright? Pochazin. I won't even bother translating. Pochazin means suffice it to say that Pochazin seems to be the antithesis of Yigei B'Torah. Anyone can plug in whatever they think the opposite of Yigei B'Torah is. They're doing all kinds of things that are not appropriate. When people are off from work, everyone's partying, everyone's on vacation. So they're doing things that are not in the spirit of Chalamoid. So therefore, Rabbi Baba Mamal says, if it would be up to me, I'd send them back to work. They're safer at work. They get into less trouble when they're at work. So therefore, if it was up to me, I'd be Mabatal B'Yisra B'Lach Chalamoid. Yeah. It's, you know, each generation, each machlum has not has their own definition of what pachas means. So a very, very strange Yerushalmi, to say the least. I mean, my mom makes such a statement. But Mikey wasn't successful. He wasn't mevatel the Yisra B'chor, he wasn't mevatel the Yisra Chalamoid. What was he talking about? What do the words mean? If I would have had the correct to do such, I would have done such and such. So come a group of Rishonim, once again led by Rabbeinu Tam, and say that what Rabbi Bama Mabel must have meant is as follows. Would anybody ever get up and make the following statement? You know, the purpose of Shabbos was people should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should learn, they should daven, they should be with their families. Now people are not doing those kinds of things. Now people are just eating and drinking and partying and vacationing and doing the appropriate thing. So you know what? Let's do away with Shabbos. Let's send everybody back to work. Did anybody say that? I mean, not somebody from our group of understanding of Judaism would ever say such a thing. How cute. What kind of statement is that? That if Shabbos is given by the Rabbi Shalom, it's the mitzvah of Torah. So we need to give him a vapal Shabbos. Go get people to keep Shabbos properly. You can't even make, such a statement in a joke. That if it would have been up to me, I would have been a vapal Shabbos. How could my mom will make such a statement? So come up in the town and says, obviously what Baba Mama meant was that the whole list of Allah and Chalamayit is only the Rabbanan in the first place. Oh, this is the Rabbanan, so we have a rule that when this is the Rabbanan is made, sometimes a later Bezin can uproot it in the Rabbanan. You have to figure out there are Klolim when you can and when you can't. Bezin Dalam Chachol Minyan. Sometimes you may not even need Dalam Chachol Minyan, so there are already rules. And this is the Rabbanan is subject potentially to becoming Batel. Because it could be, it is conceivable that a Bezin makes a Takon in one generation and a later Bezin revokes that Takon. It happens all the time. Again, there are there are limited situations, there are limited conditions that have to be met, certain conditions have to be met in order to permit. It's not a hefker belt in halacha, but the concept exists. Moshe came by the Araita, that's ridiculous, by the Araita, there's no Bezin can ever be bottled with Dvar Hashem. So comes a bit of time and says, I'll call them from the fact that Rabbi Baba Mama made such a radical statement that if I would have had the courage, if somebody would have joined me, so I would have been Mavatel, the Issa Malach and Chalamahid. It's a crystal clear proof that the whole Issa in the first place was not a Midirabbanan. Like the Issa of Bechir is Bechor, which may very well have been Midirabbanan also. So this is one riot that the Rishon could come upon. Led Rabbi at the time, you see from here, from this whole shock of the parody, Rishonim, that I would have been Mavatel, could have been, would have been, should have been. But he wasn't, so it doesn't make much of a difference anyway for us. But from the fact that Rabbi Baba Mom was even entertaining the possibility of being Mavatel, Malach and Chalamahid. So that seems to indicate that the whole list of Malach Chalamayit, Hakol Nikokol, is only Midirabbanan. So we'll have to see, when we give the equal time next week to the Rishonim who said that Malach Chalamayit is the Raisa, what does Rabbi Baba Mamu mean? How could you understand this, his comment in light of the fact if Malach Chalamayit is in fact Midirabbanan?
Was that to be said that the goal
orient,
the issue
is not the goal? Right, right. We're going to see that in a little while, how that plays out with Isa a little bit later. So I'll call upon him, we have two, in a sense, rayas that the Chalamoid seems to be Midrabbanan. One is not a raya from the source, one is a raya more just from the very essence of the halacha, just from the fact that there are so many nuances and kulas within the Chalamoid seems to bear out the idea that it's not a Midrabbanan. And now we have a little bit of a raya, at least from this comment of Yerushalmi. However, in contrast to these potential rayas, that Malach Chalamoid is only Midrabbanan, there seems to be a Gemara in Ma'ikotin itself within the sugya of Malach Chalamoid that apparently contradicts this. So comes the very first Ma'amar Mekamos in Ma'ikotin Daki Aleph of the days, and the Mishnah starts to speak about the concept of Davra Oved. Now we're nowhere near Davra Oved, we have to talk about this hopefully weeks later, we'll talk about the details of Davra Oved, but the Mishnah at least introduces to us the concept of Davra Oved. And the Mishnah begins, the Mishnah Havach as Zesav, if a person was had harvested his olives, and now he's preparing the olives in order to be turned into oil, the Iro Ovel O Ones, and then he becomes either an Ovel, and he can't continue to work right now, or some other Ones happens, or should do a poem, the workers don't show up. So the Mishnah gives you a whole series of what to do, Toin Kar Rishona, how to prepare the olives in a way that is Mutter, because it's the Dover Oved, Umanichal Yachra Moed, and then he leaves it over till after Yomtif. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's a little bit of a problem here in the Mishnah. What are we talking about exactly? Are we talking about someone who has an Isser Malacha because of Hilchas Avemus? Here we started to talk about Ira Avel. Or are we talking about somebody who has an Isser Malacha because it happens to be Cholam Moed? So Moed Katan is a very confusing Masechet because Moed Katan switches Mamash in the middle. The first half of Moed Katan speaks about Hilchas Cholam Moed, and the second half speaks about Hilchas Avemus. And the problem is there are certain sugyas in Moed Katan that you can't tell whether the sugya is discussing Avelus, whether the sugya is discussing Chalamoid. There are certain similarities, at least in terms of Malacha, between the two. So the Gemara is a classic example. Here the Mishnah starts us off in the second paragraph of the Kotzon, the era Avel, if somebody becomes an Avel, so it sounds like we're talking about Hilchos Avelos, and then all of a sudden the Mishnah switches to Umenichli Acharaboid. It starts to tell you the kudos of Zavra Aved for Cholamoid. So what is it? Are we talking about Avelos or talking about Cholamoid? So comes the Gemara and says, yes, the Gemara Pasach Ma'avel V'siyeh B'Moed. So it starts out with Hilchos Avelos, and at the end of the Mishnah talks about Cholamoid. What's going on? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Shisha Brei De Ravidi, Zosa Meres, Dvarim HaMutarim B'Moed, Asurim B'Mei Evlo. So Rav Shisha Brei De Ravidi says that the reason why the Mishnah Dafka switched to Moed is to highlight the fact that the Kula that we're about to give you, namely the Kula of Dover Aved, what is he Kula in Hilchos Cholamoed, only applies for Cholamoed. It doesn't apply for the Issa Malacha for an Avel. An Avel is also during Shiva is not permitted to do Malacha, and then there's no Heter of Dover Aved for someone who's sitting Shiva. This is Rav Shisha Brei De Ravidi Okipta in the Mishnah. So the reason why the Mishnah switched teams in the middle, it starts off with Avelos that immediately jumps to Cholamoed, is dafka to highlight this distinction between the two, that there's no Heter for, there's no Heter of Avelos, there's no Heter of Dover Aved. But Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi is a different Shah in the Mishnah. Lo Mavayaka Amar, that the reason why the Mishnah presents itself in such a strange way, starting with one and ending with the other, is for the following. Lo Mavayaka Evlo, the Midrabbanan Uvishari. It means not only in the first half of the Mishnah, which is talking about Avelos, is there a Heter of Dovra Aved, in contrast to Rav Shisha. Rav Shisha says, there's no Heter of Dovra Aved for an Avel. Rav Ashi says, no, not only is there a Heter of Dovra Aved for Avelos, Ela Afilu B'Moed, even on Cholamoed, here come the three magic words, the Issa Malacha Midaraisa, that the Issa Malacha Cholamoed is Min HaTorah, so I might have thought that there's no Heter of Dovra Aved, the Malcham say the Shomu Rabbanon, and the Malcham have said the Chachamim permitted it. So according to Rav Ashi, the whole thrust of the Mishnah is assuming that there is a difference in halacha between Avelos and Cholamoed, not a difference practically, but a difference conceptually, that Avelos is only Midrabanan, and Cholamoed is in fact Midaraisa. There's Machlokes Amoraim, a technical Machlokes Amoraim in terms of the style of the Mishnah, why the Mishnah changes teams in the middle, why it starts out with Avelos and switches to Cholamoed. According to Rav Ashi, it's highlighting the fact that the Issa Cholamoed is an Issa Deraisa. So Lechora, this Gemara, these three words in the Gemara is an end of our discussion. We've been spending 25 minutes philosophizing about, theoretically, is Cholamoed Deraisa, is Cholamoed Derabanan. We had a good rive from Binatam. How could it be certain things are also, certain things are Mutter? We had a Shtekel rive from Yerushalmi, tucked away my Kudner, or Bamomo. What are we wasting our time for? The Gemara says the same. The Gemara says three words. The Issa Malacha Midaraisa. The Gemara says that Malacha Cholamoed is Deraisa. What's it to discuss? Shouldn't that be the end of today's Shia and the end of the next week's Shia? So we should get to the proper Cholamoed already. We already know that Malacha Cholamoed is Deraisa. So come a group of Rishonim and say, no, that it's not an absolute proof. Just because the Gemara says Issa Malacha Midaraisa doesn't necessarily mean exactly what it sounds like. Why is that? The purpose of this sugya is to highlight the difference between Avelos and Cholamoed. That's what the Gemara is trying to do. It's trying to show you that Cholamoed is, in a sense, Mohammer. Cholamoed is Deraisa. And Avelos is only Midrabanan. Come a group of Rishonim and say, maybe all the Gemara means is as follows. The concept of Cholamoed exists in the Torah. The Torah speaks about Cholamoed. The Torah speaks about Shivas Yamim, Matzav Nechel. The Torah speaks about Pesukos Teishas Shivas Yamim. The Torah speaks about bringing Karbonos for the whole week. The Torah speaks about Simchas Yomta for the whole week. So to say that the concept of Cholamoed is Hakol Mikol Kol Olam Midrabanan, that's not true. Clearly there's a concept of Cholamoed Midaraisa. And for care, the Gemara quotes Psukim, that there's an Issa Malacha on Cholamoed. Those Psukim may be the Torah's Asmachta. We know sometimes there'll be a Din Midrabanan, and the Gemara will quote a Pasuk from just to support, so to speak, the Din Midrabanan. It's not a real Din Deraisa. So Cholamoed is rooted, is anchored in the Araisa. Cholamoed is a very chomadic area of halacha. Even though it could be this particular guy is going to work with Cholamoed is in violation of Nisim Midrabanan. The Cholamoed is what's called Ikaro Midaraisa. That means the basic, just the Cholamoed, is a din Araisa. The Issa Malacha may be Midrabanan. The details may be Midrabanan, but Cholamoed is a concept of Araisa. Avelos, at least according to Ben Rishon, according to Taisha, according to Rush, the whole Mishra Avelos, Hakal Mikol Kol Zol Midrabanan. Moshe Tikalam Yisrael Shivasim Avelos. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's Tachana It wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu's din, it was a din with the Rabbanan. It's a very old Rabbanan, it goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's nevertheless with the Rabbanan. So come a group of Rishonim, also led by Rabbeinu Tam, and say, this Gemara that says, Issa Malacha Midaraisa, don't get too carried away with it. Don't get too excited about that phrase, Issa Malacha Midaraisa. All it means is that it has its roots deraisa, the concept of Chol HaMoed is deraisa, the Rasmachtas Midaraisa, but you want to know the details Midaraisa, nah, can't be. Look even at the phrase of the Gemara itself. The Mokom say the Shor Rabbanan. Isn't that a contradiction in Eubay? If it's really deraisa, it means the Rabbanan will master it. How can you say those two statements in the same breath? So the Rebbeinu Tam is still home free. Those Rishonim who claim that Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Midrabbanan still have what to stand on. They still are basing themselves on the basic fundamental svara that happen to be that sometimes they're right, some things are mutter, some things are also. That in and of itself indicates that it's only Midrabbanan. They're basing themselves on the Rishalmi and Maikata that says that Rabbi Mama Mama would have potentially been Mavatil Chol HaMoed if he would have had the courage to do so. That also seems to point in the direction that Chol HaMoed is only Midrabbanan. And this one Gemara in the Babli, in my cousin Yiralat, that seems to say fakir, so this in and of itself is not the end of the world. So the Chor, we have to ask ourselves the following question. We have to ask ourselves, conceptually, why should this be so? Assuming that Malachas Chol HaMoed is Midrash Rabbanan, let's give in for a moment that Chol HaMoed is not Midrash Rabbanan. And Niach, like a bit of Tam, the Raya's from Yishalmi, we're not concerned with the Raya's fakir from the Babli. Why is there such a nisim with the Rabbanan? The Chum didn't make Yisurim just Yesh Mehayin. Whatever the Chum made an issue to the Rabbanan, they had a reason for it. The Chum not allowed to make Yisurim just stam for the fun of it. There has to be some constructive thing that they're trying to accomplish with Yisurim the Rabbanan. So what exactly were they trying to accomplish with the Issur with the Rabbanan of Malachas Chol HaMoed? What were they trying to accomplish? So Tosfos, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, we had a couple of Tosfos in the Maramis Karmos. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah where Tosfos claims, there's one line, a little bit of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos claims that the reason why Chazal made the Issur Midrabanan is a Gezerah. What's the Gezerah? Gezerah, you make up to the Malacha on Yom Tov proper. It means, people know, this week is Sukkot, this week is Pesach. So Midat Torah, there's a difference. The first day there's an Issa Malacha, and the subsequent days there's no Issa Malacha. But people don't chop exactly. People think, well, Rosh Hashanah, this is Pesach, this is Pesach. Here you're not letting Chometz, here you're not letting Chometz. So this is Sukkot, this is Sukkot. Here we need the Sukkot, here we need the Sukkot. So it's a very darkistic chiluch. So you're going to tell the Olam that the whole week of Chol HaMoed is business as usual. You can do whatever you want. You can go to work. There's no problem. But you have to stay home from work. So Taisha says, Chazal were afraid to do that. They were afraid that if they leave it the way the Torah presents it, that the Yom HaRishon Shabbos, the Yom HaShmini Shabbos, and the rest of the week is a Hefkevel. The rest of the week you can do Mahamish whatever you want. So they felt that would infringe a little bit. That may be a Gezerah. Gezerah Chol HaMoed Ati Yom Tov. That's Taisha's presentation of the Issa Derabbanan. So come to the
rabbi further and said, Shabbos is one day a week. So most people
can
be careful. That's
right. That's right. Okay. So that they didn't want to do. So comes the Rambam and gives us an entirely different presentation. Take a look at the 10th of the Mamakomos. The Rambam gives you an entirely different understanding as to why Chazal instituted Malachas Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, Afal Pishol Nemebo Shabbosot. So the Rambam is starting out by pointing out, based on the Tzukim, that the word Shabbosot, which is usually synonymous with Shabbos, to rest, to refrain from Malacha, doesn't appear in Chol HaMoed. You look at the Chumash and Parshas Emor and Parshas Tirkos, the Torah never uses the phrase Shabbosot concerning Chol HaMoed. However, says the Rambam, the Torah does use another phrase. Hold the Mikra, Mikra Kodesh. The Torah does refer to Chol HaMoed as Mikra Kodesh, when the Torah introduces us Eilam Adesh Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. So the Torah then goes on to list off Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. V'harei Uzman Chagiga B'Mikdash. And it happens to also be a time of bringing Karbanos in the base of Mikdash. You can do Aliyah L'Regel on Chol HaMoed. You bring Karbanos Chagiga on Chol HaMoed. So therefore the Rambam says, Osa B'Asiyas Balacha, Kidei Shlo Yeh Kishari Me'achol She'ein Ben Kiddush Eklau. Says the Rambam, why did Chazal prohibit Malacha and Chol HaMoed? Because they didn't want Chol HaMoed to be like a regular business as usual, because that would impact on its ability to be called a Mikra Kodesh, on its status of the Zman Chagigah B'Mikdash. You see that there's a concept of Kedushas Hayom Min HaTorah, Haraya, the Torah calls it Mikra Kodesh. You see this Kedushas Hayom in the Torah, Haraya, there's a mitzvah Aliyah LaRegel, there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif and Chol Hamoed. So you see that's not a regular day, even on love of the Araisa. The Yisra Malach is not Midaraisa. The Yisra Malach is not Neizeh, it doesn't stem from Mikra Kodesh. The Yisra Malach stems from being a Yom Shabboson. If Chol Hamoed is not called Shabboson, the Minat Torah, there's no Yisra Malach on it. But since it is called the Mikra Kodesh, therefore the Chazal instituted an Yisra Malach. And then the Ram goes on and explains, V'lo kol melechas avoda asua bo ki yomtif, shesofa inyan bedvarm shenasru bo, kidei shelo yeh ki yom chol lechol dovar, v'fikach yesh melechas asuras bo, v'yesh melechas gutaras bo. The Rambam, in one fell swoop, just gave us the meirah derech for all of us chol hamoed. The Rambam tells us, the yisra melechas chol hamoed is not a rabbana. Min ha-tarid is Kodesh. Min ha-tarid is no yisra melechas b'chol. It's not a Shabbos, there's no yisra melechas. The yisra melechas is midir rabbana. But the nature of Yisra Malacha was not a gezeira atu yamtif. As Rabbi Brookhoffer says, we never heard of such a gezeira. You can't do Malacha one day, you can do it Malacha another day. We never heard of such a thing. What's the nature of Yisra Malacha, says the Rambam? That doing Malacha on Chol Hamoed is going to take away from it, going to detract from the Mikra Kodesh Shavuot. It's going to detract from the Aliyah LaRegel Shavuot. It's going to detract from the Chagiga Shavuot, from the Simcha Shavuot. It's going to take away that image that the Torah wanted Chol Hamoed to be. Now, since that was the guiding force behind the Chachamim's concern, therefore they felt that in order to preserve the status of Chol Hamoed as a Yom Mikra Kodesh, it's not necessary to offer everything. We don't have to make people lose all their money because of that. You don't have to offer every Melechus Hedgel in the world. So now the Chachamim have to be shogel. Now they have to ask themselves every single time and make the following calculation. Is this particular act going to enhance Yom Tif, enhance Chol Hamoed, or is it going to detract from Chol Hamoed? If it's going to enhance Chol Hamoed, then Matzah, that's beautiful, it's wonderful, that'll be a key Mikra Kodesh. If it will take away, if it will detract from Chol Hamoed, then we better prohibit that, because otherwise it's going to be a distal of Mikra Kodesh. That's the guiding light of the entire Chol Hamoed, says the Rambam. It's this preservation of Chol Hamoed as being Mikra Kodesh. That's a very, very different Issa de Rabbanan than Tosfos was talking about. Tosfos used the phrase Gezeira. So Gezeira, don't do Malacha today, Gezeira you make up to do Malacha tomorrow. The Rambam says, no, it's not a gezeira. It's not that type of Issa D'Rabbanan. Don't do F because you may do Y. It's Issa D'Rabbanan to preserve the nature of the day. Muslim under the dome, man. A little bit of throwback to Chashabbos. So in Chashabbos we find there are really two very, very different types of Issa D'Rabbanan within Chashabbos. There are certain Issa D'Rabbanan that were instituted as gezeiras. Don't do X because you may come to do Y. That's a gezeira on Shabbos. Then there are other Issur D'Rabbanan, Lamashon like Tichy Yaseira, Ubdu D'Chol. Don't do activity X on Shabbos. Not that doing activity X is going to lead you to do a malacha. Mafidom, how's that going to lead you to do a malacha? Allah, just this very action itself is not, so to speak, in the spirit of the day. It's the Torah trying to create this image of Shabbos Hashem, the Mikra Kodesh, and the guy's going to spend the whole day schlepping heavy furniture. It's the Arab, so what do you want? It's no Gezeira. He's not going to do any malacha. But it doesn't matter. It's still going to be also because it detracts from the imagery of what the day is supposed to accomplish. So that's what the Rambam is saying here also. That Chol Hamoed is not a Gezeira, like Tosfos said. Don't do X because you may come to do Y on Yom Tov. Nah, that's too far-fetched Gezeira. They never made such a Gezeira. The nature of Yisra D'Rabbanan is it's going to be a bittul of Mikra Kodesh. So Chol Hamoed, we really have three different permutations now. Whether Chol Hamoed is D'Raisa D'Rabbanan, if it's D'Rabbanan, what's the Yisra D'Rabbanan all about? So either it's Mamash D'Raisa, like there was some Rishonim who said, like there will see off Mitzvah next week, those Rishonim, but there are definitely Rishonim who said that it's Mamash D'Raisa, like the simple meaning of the Gemara in my cousin seems to bear out. And then you had other group of Rishonim, primarily led by Rabbeinu Tam, who said it's only D'Rabbanan, and within the Yisra D'Rabbanan, so we could further break down what's the nature of the Yisra. Is it B'Torah's Gezeira, or is it not B'Torah's Gezeira? So there is one Gemara that has to be understood, many Gemaras have to be understood, but one particular Gemara has to be understood in light of this statement, that Chol Hamoed may very well be Midir Rabbanan. Take a look back at the 7th of the Ram HaKamot, the Gemara of the Zohar and Daf Chafala from the base. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Lo Yashki Adam Sadeh Lekusi, Yipnei Shenikrit Al Shmo, Lekusi Zeh Osa B'Malacha B'Chol Hashemayim. One should not rent out their field to a kusi. A kusi were those groups of people who were who came from the end of Ayis Rishon. They converted. Were they Jewish? Not Jewish. Different opinions. And the Ismanas that we assume they're not Jewish. At least at one time in history, they may have been Jewish. So the Gemara says that you shouldn't rent out your field to these individuals on Chol Hamoed because everyone's going to realize it's still your field. It still belongs to you. So you can see this is Kohn's field. So people are going to think that Kohn's doing Malach and Chol Hamoed. The Kusim is there also by Malach Chol Shemayit. Since the Kusim, they may have been careful about Shabbos and Yom Tov, but they weren't so careful about Chol Hamoed, and therefore it's not going to be right. People are going to say that's the Jew who owns the field, who really does, and that's going to be the Zohar of Chol Hamoed. So the Gemara jumps down a little bit, and the Gemara says, the very last line of the 7th of Ramah Mechavos, why are you telling me a story that it's Niklis HaShmo? It's a much more serious problem. It's a problem of listening either. I'm giving the field over to the Kusi, and the Kusi is Muzari, he's supposed to keep Chalamon, and he's not. So isn't that a problem? Lifnei Iver says the Gemara, yeah, you're right, Chazav Yod Kama. The Gemara meant two reasons. Chazav Yishuv Lifnei Iver, that's one reason. The Odu Veshnik is Ashmo. Good, two independent reasons why it's prohibited. So you see clear from here that the answer of Lifnei Iver applies to Malachas Chalamon. That's one thing that's clear. The details, the nuances of this particular sugi about what you're allowed to do with your field, not allowed to do, not for now. But one thing is crystal clear, that the Isser of Lifnei Iver does apply within the realm of Malachas Chol Hamoed. Just as I'm not allowed to be machshel somebody to eat traits, and I'm not allowed to be machshel someone to work on Shabbos or to work on Yom Tov, I cannot be machshel somebody, whatever the guidelines of Lifnei Iver are, I cannot be machshel somebody, I cannot cause somebody to do a malach on Chol Hamoed, which would be prohibited to be done. That would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. So we have to understand that statement in light of the fact that there are many Rishonim hold that Lifnei Iver is only, that Chol Hamoed is only Midrabanan. So next week we have to pick up with this Pekuda, Machlokes Tosa and the Ritva, how to make sense of this statement in the Gemara in light of those who hold that Chol Hamoed is only Midrabanan. Then hopefully next time we'll move on to try to show the other side of the picture, those Rishonim hold that Malachas Chol Hamoed is Derais. After we finish that introduction of Malachas Chol Hamoed, Midrabanan Derais, then we're able to go down to the nitty gritty, to the details of what is permitted to do in Chol Hamoed, what is not permitted to do in Chol Hamoed.
So, why the distinction of what we put